In this bulletin, British troops will go to Gaza. Deadly dangers for Australia's homeless people. And in sport, a tough ask for Australia's women's golfers. With the latest SBS News and Sport, I'm Alan Lee. The UK has confirmed they will send a small number of British troops to Israel as part of a US-led mission to monitor ceasefire efforts in Gaza. UK's Defence Secretary John Healey says they'll play an anchor role at the Civil Military Coordination Centre. The US has already sent about 200 troops to the Israel-based centre to prepare the logistics of getting aid into Gaza and the territory's reconstruction. Germany also says it's sending a few members of the armed forces. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has said although the United Nations played a pivotal role in facilitating the terms of US President Trump's 20-point peace plan, the organisation is in crisis. Senator Wong, who gave a speech at a UN conference, Shaping Our Future Together, says the organisation was not an accidental setting for those big developments. But Ms. Wong says sadly there is little faith that the UN system can meet the geostrategic circumstances that defines our times.
The UN is in crisis. It faces a budget reduction of 30%, exacerbating its ongoing liquidity crisis. And the UN's image today is too often one of falling short, and there are many reasons for that. Confidence is being undermined across all three pillars of the Charter: peace and security, development and human rights. In sum, the world is becoming less equal, more unstable and more dangerous.
Finance Minister Katie Gallagher has announced the government will be updating its threshold of government contracts to provide what she calls preferential procurement opportunities for Australian businesses. The threshold for contracts to be forced to open tender will increase from $80,000 to $125,000 and up to $7.5 million for construction work in a move to maximise businesses' opportunities.
The government wants to engage with Australian businesses, with small and medium enterprises. We want to be a good purchaser across the ecosystem, but also allow businesses to really promote what they have to provide to the Commonwealth Government, to us, with some changes through the supplier portal.
She says each year up until now, the government has spent about $70 billion from the Commonwealth coffers. The federal government says the new US-Australia critical minerals deal will comply with Australia's environmental laws. Under the deal, both nations will invest $1 billion over the next 6 months to help accelerate the delivery of critical mineral projects, with a joint commitment to fast-track approvals. In a statement to SBS, a spokesperson for Federal Environment Minister Murray Watt has said all projects that could potentially impact matters of national significance are required to comply with national environment law. Greens Foreign Affairs spokesperson David Shoebridge says there should be steps taken to ensure the environmental laws are not bypassed in the move to fast-track approvals.
These responses leave more questions than answers. There's a real concern that if the arbitrary US timeframes for development of critical minerals and rare earth projects, if they're going to be met, then the Albanese government may already be intending to abuse those existing national security loopholes that can bypass federal, state and territory environment laws.
New data shows Australians experiencing homelessness are more likely to die from overdose, suicide or coronary heart disease, with potentially 9 avoidable deaths every day. Data from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has found that around 43,200 people with a history of homelessness died between 2012 and 2013 alone from these types of causes. The median age was 55 years, far lower than the Australian median life expectancy of 81.1 years for men and 85.1 years for women. For women, gendered violence remains a leading cause of homelessness across Australia, impacting around 67,000 people every year. And if this story has raised issues for you or someone you know, you can get support from 1-800-RESPECT at 1-800-737-732, from Lifeline on 131114, the Men's Referral Service 1-300-766-491, and Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. To sport, and Minji Lee and Hannah Green will lead as Australia's women's golf stars bid to win the prestigious International Crown Teams event for the first time, with Lee, Green and 2025 major winner Grace Kim and Steph Kyriakou forming a formidable team. Australia are seeding fourth for the biennial match play event in South Korea. Australia have been pitted against Pool A's so-called group of death, with the US, defending champions Thailand, and eighth-seeded China to win two of their pool matchups. And that's the latest SBS News and Sport. I'm Alan Lee.